Yes, good morning. I hope you're safe. I hope the Lord has kept you safe and sound. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Thank you for joining us for our study of the Bible. Here we study the Bible and we aim to study from the book of Genesis to Revelation. By the grace of God, we believe that we shall be able to study the Bible from the book of Genesis to Revelation. And if you've not been able to listen to the podcast that we've done straight from the book of Genesis, you can find them on our app, Bible In-Depth Network. You can download it from Play Store. And I believe that the Lord shall guide you as you study, as you read. And on Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all those, you'll be able to find the podcast there, and you will study, and the Lord shall also reveal His word to you. This week, actually tomorrow, we shall complete the book of Proverbs, and we shall be completing it tomorrow with the chapter that we study a lot about, the virtuous wife, the excellent wife, the excellent woman, and we'll look at that tomorrow. In Proverbs 31. Today I want us to continue with Proverbs 29. It says, "He who hardens his neck and refuses instruction after being often reproved." Now, by reproved, they mean corrected. If you're being corrected but you refuse to change. If you're being criticized but you refuse to change. Yeah? They say such a person will suddenly be broken beyond repair. That implies you neglect, ignore correction at all times. And the more you neglect, the more you ignore correction, the more you ignore rebuke, the more you ignore criticism. You know, there's positive criticism, yeah? And people are talking into your life, telling you something that is positive, yeah? And for such who refuse to take on that positive criticism or correction, yeah? They are said they will be broken without repair. It's like they keep on going wrong and wrong and wrong. Before you know it, you cannot bring them back, yeah? When the righteous are in authority and become great, the people rejoice. But when the wicked man rules, the people groan and sigh. We looked at that yesterday. Yeah, that when good people get into authority, or when good people have something victorious or prosperity in their lives, there's always rejoicing. Yeah, people rejoice for that person. They are happy for them. And also they know that having a good leader, having someone in authority, we are going to have all necessities reach us. That's why polls happen. That's why elections happen. Because people go out and vote for somebody who they feel is going to help address their needs. Not everyone can be in authority. So, they want to get somebody there who is going to think about them, care about them, yeah? But if it's a wicked person, if it's a person with no integrity, people will groan, people will cry, because there's nothing good that will come to them. A man who loves wisdom makes his father joyful. This one also we've looked at a lot in this book, yeah? Many of the aspects come back in repetition through the book, but we've looked at the fact that having a child who is prospering, who is wise, who is skillful, who is a good example, makes the parent proud. But he who associates with prostitutes wastes his wealth. Of course, that we know. Spending money in immorality does not help, but rather kills you. Yeah, the king establishes the land by justice, but a man who takes bribes overthrows it. Taking bribes does not do any good for a nation. It takes you behind. It sets you behind because people who give bribes normally also come with substandard work. They do not benefit a nation. A man who flatters his neighbor with smooth words intending to do harm is spreading a net for his own feet. By his wicked plan, an evil man is trapped. Yeah? We've seen this multiple times as well. That For those who set traps for others, they eventually are the ones who fall into those traps. Yeah? So don't be afraid when people set traps for you. Have the Lord on your side. Trust in the Lord. And just have the confidence and faith that indeed he will come out and defend you. But the righteous man sings and rejoices, for his plan brings good things to him. The righteous man cares for the rights of the poor, but the wicked man has no interest in such knowledge. How many times have we seen the poor being talked about in the Bible? How many times have we seen the call stationed for us to take care of the people who are in need? Yeah, the poor, the needy. It's a cry for us to always reach out to them and help them. Yeah? Those who have no interest in them, yeah, they're called the wicked. Scoffers set a city afire. How do they do that? By stirring up trouble. But wise men turn away anger and restore order with their good judgment. Yeah? Running from being the person that stirs up trouble. Whenever there's any discussion, you are aiming to bring trouble or cause a fight. You need to be one that turns away anger. You need to be the one that restores order, not the one that increases disorder in a place. If a wise man has a controversy with a foolish and arrogant man, the foolish man ignores logic and fairness and only rages and laughs, and there is no peace. They don't agree with anything. They don't try to look for a solution. They're just laughing, shouting. The bloodthirsty hate the blameless because of his integrity, but the upright are concerned for his life. Do you know there are people who hate some because they are people of integrity? And people come out and hate somebody because they see they have a good character, they have good morals, and they rise up to hate them. And that's partly one of the reasons that the church faces trouble, because the church being intentional on moral uprightness, it gets hated by the world. Because the world says, who are you? Why are you saying you're the most righteous? Why do you pretend to be the most holy? And they end up hating the church, because the righteous will be hated by the bloodthirsty. And the reason is normally because of the integrity that is exhibited by that righteous person. Yeah? Remember in school, when you would find the kids that are always punctual, always doing the right thing as far as the school program is concerned, always in time, always there for preps and everything, eventually they would get hated by many in the school because they are punctual. They are doing everything as per the book, because it is their righteousness or integrity that causes such hatred. Not because they are doing the right thing that people should rejoice, but rather they want everyone to be like them. Yeah? When people want everybody to act like they do, then they end up hating others. Yeah? But whatever it is, keep on the path of integrity. Keep on the path of positivity and good character, because that is what much blessing comes to your life. A short-sighted person always loses his temper and displays his anger, but a wise man uses self-control and holds it back. That's not easy to do, but we need to do it. Avoid getting angry, even in public, because you don't know what you'll say. You don't know what you'll do, and that can be shameful to you. So be wise. We are called to be wise and exhibit a high level of self-control. Hold back anger. It's not that you won't get angry, but hold it back. It's possible. Yeah? And it takes discipline and wisdom to do that. If a ruler pays attention to lies and encourages corruption, all his officials will become wicked. Of course, it starts from the leader. Then it goes down to the rest. If the leader is negative, the employees are negative. If the leader is positive, they send that wave through the people that they work with to have the positivity to work. If the leader is corrupt, then the people that he works with or the employees also become corrupt. Yeah, and wickedness spreads. The poor man and the oppressor have this in common. The Lord gives light to the eyes of both. Can you imagine? The poor man and the oppressor have at least one thing in common. The Lord gives light to the eyes of both. And sometimes the question that moves around, why does God also give consideration to the wicked? Why does it rain here and it rains in the shrine? Why does everybody get the light of day? It's clear here. The Lord gives consideration to both. He gives light to their eyes, both of them. The poor, the rich. The poor, the oppressor. The one who does good, the one who does bad. But of course, it all gets down to judgment on that day. And what did you do? How did you live? Will come out and represent, for judgment will come on one day. If a king faithfully and truthfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. Yeah? The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child who gets his own way brings shame to his mother. We've seen that oftentimes. Yeah? Children who are not in line are always a pain to their parents, and they bring shame. They are talked of, the parents get talked of in a negative way. How did you raise such a child? Yeah? When the wicked are in authority, transgression increases. We've seen this. But the righteous will see the downfall of the wicked. Don't fear when you have wicked leaders or rulers. Yeah? The day comes when they are no more. Correct your son and he will give you comfort. Yes, he will delight your soul. Yeah? We saw this, being able to talk to your children. Correct them. If it needs getting out the road, pull it out. Correct them because it is for your own good. If you don't correct them, they won't delight you. Where there is no vision, yeah, by that they mean no revelation of God and his word, the people are unrestrained. But happy and blessed is he who keeps the law of God. This one we've looked at as well multiple times. Yeah, when there is no word of God, when there is no revelation of God, people are astray. When we don't read the word of God, we get astray. We get off course. We get off track. So, if we are seeking to remain on track, if we are seeking to be happy, if we are seeking to be blessed, we need to keep the word of the Lord. A servant will not be corrected by words alone. For though he understands, he will not respond nor pay attention. Do you see a conceited man who speaks quickly, offering his opinions, all answering without thinking? There is more hope for a thick-headed fool than for him. Just talking without thinking. You release words that cause you trouble. You release words that are not of value. Yeah? He who pampers his slave from childhood will find him to be a son in the end. This means someone can come into your life or into your household and they become so attached to you because of the way you treat them and the way you love them, the way you care about them, and they become like your own son. Yeah, there's someone who can come in your life and they become like your own brother, like your own sister. Yeah, just out of the way that you treat them and how the relationship goes on. Yeah, it's possible. An angry man stirs up strife, and a hot-tempered and undisciplined man commits many transgressions. A man's pride and sense of self-importance will bring him down, but he who has a humble spirit will obtain honor. Humility. Humility. Guys, that's not easy, but humility, being humble at all times, take away pride from your life, take away self-importance, because these bring you down. Always be calm. Treat everybody with respect. Doesn't matter in which position you are. It doesn't matter how much money you have, how much wealth you have. Treat everybody with equal respect. Yeah? Humility is key. Whoever is a partner with a thief hates his own life. Yeah? Partnering with people who are not clear in their intentions. Thieves. Says you hate your own life, because eventually when they come for the thief, they come for you. They say, we saw him walking with that person. They flock together, so they are the same. They do the same acts. They are in the same bracket of evil. Yeah? He hears the curse when swearing an oath to testify, but discloses nothing and commits perjury by omission. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in and puts his confidence in the Lord will be exalted and safe. We trust in the Lord at all times. We put our confidence in the Lord at all times. We don't put it in people. We don't put it in money. We don't put it in how much wisdom we have, in how much we studied, in the books we have. We don't put our confidence there. We put our confidence in the Lord. Because when you have it in the Lord, the rest is made by the Lord. How do I put confidence in things that have been created by God? And I don't put confidence in the Creator Himself. So my confidence, my trust is in the Lord. And when I do that, I shall be safe. When I do that, I shall be exalted. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord. An unjust man is repulsive to the righteous, and he who is upright in the way of the Lord is repulsive to the wicked. We've looked at that. People sometimes or oftentimes hate those that are always walking perfectly, who are walking with the Lord. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you're seeking favor from men. No, you seek favor from the Lord. You keep walking a life that pleases the Lord, not that which pleases mankind. So it doesn't matter if the entire world hates you, as long as God loves you. It doesn't matter if the entire world runs away from you and they don't want to be your friends, as long as you're in God's good books. That is what is key. That's what is important. Chapter 30, the words of Agur, the son of Jake, the oracle. The man says to Ithiel, and to Ukal, surely I'm more brutish and stupid than any other man. I don't know what had happened to this man. But coming out to speak such of himself. And I do not have the understanding of a man, for I do not know what I do not know. I have not learned wisdom, nor do I have knowledge of the Holy One, who is the source of wisdom. Who was ascended into heaven and descended? He's now asking. Who has gone up to heaven and returned? Who has gathered the wind with his fists? Who has bound the waters in his garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? Certainly you know. Every word of God is tested and refined like silver. He is a shield to those who trust and take refuge in him. That confidence that I have a shield. In battle, the shield protects. In my life, the Lord protects. In the battle, the shield guards. In my life, the Lord guards. It doesn't matter the arrows that come by the day. What I use as my weapon, what I use as my shield, what I use as my guard is the Lord. I place him there. He says, fight for me, defend me. They're coming for me. But you will defend me. That is key. The Lord is my shield. In him I take my refuge. Do not add to his words, or he will reprove you, and you'll be found a liar. Do not add to the words. Sometimes we add words to the scriptures. Yeah, there's a warning here. Two things I have asked of you. Do not deny them to me before I die. Keep deception and lies far from me. Yeah? Words, lies, deception, things that are not true. Far from him. So should it be. They should be far from us. Give me neither poverty nor riches. This man is at a point where he does not want any of it. He does not want poverty. And he also does not want riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion, so that I will not be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or that I will not be poor and steal and so profane the name of my God. Do not slander or malign a servant before his master. Stay out of another person's personal life. Yeah? There are people who think they have to always be into other people's lives, commenting about everything, talking about everything. They end up even going to their bosses and speaking about, nobody has asked you. Keep quiet. Mind your business. Stay out of people's lives. Or he will curse you for your interference and you'll be found guilty. There is a generation. Yeah, there's a class of people that curses its father and does not bless its mother. We are being told here, and we should not be that generation. For those that God has blessed and God has helped you and you still have your parents alive, love them. Bless them. Don't curse them. Speak good of them. Yeah? Call them. Take a gift to them. Buy them food. Look at their health. Consider it. Love them. Show them that you're their child. Doesn't matter what they've done. Sometimes you just need to know that this is your parent, this is your mother, this is your father. Love them, however hard it might be. Yeah, there is a generation still that we are being told here, a class of people that is pure in its own eyes, yet it is not washed from its filthiness. We have the grace of God. God has covered us with his grace, and then we go out and live a reckless life. That's the generation they are talking about here. We look like everything is pure. We look into our lives and see everything is pure. We were washed by the blood, by his saving grace. By grace we are saved. We have all this. But then we go out and walk a life of disobedience, knowing and thinking that God has already blessed us. God has already prospered us. God, we are going to heaven no matter what we do. There's all that preaching and gospel that goes around. Yet we have not been washed from filthiness, but in our own eyes we see that we are righteous. Then there is also a generation that they are talking about here, a class of people. Oh, how lofty are their eyes. And their eyelids are raised in arrogance. People who are arrogant. They feel they have all the money in the world. So they can treat anybody the way they want. Talk to anybody the way they want. High level of arrogance, walks arrogantly, looks arrogantly. Have you ever found somebody who looks at you in an arrogant manner? There's also that class of people. Then there is also a generation, a class of people whose teeth are like swords and whose jaw teeth are like knives to devour the afflicted from the earth and the needy among men. The leech has two daughters. Give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied. Four that do not say it is enough. Sheol and the barren womb. Earth that is never satisfied with water. And fire that never says it is enough. These four, they never say it's enough. Yeah? The Sheol, it always takes in the dead. The barren womb will always need a child. The earth will always drink water at all times. It's never satisfied. And the fire never stops burning. It never says it is enough. The eye that mocks a father and scorns a mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out. Yeah, and the young vultures will devour it. We've talked about this multiple times still in this book. And as we conclude this book, we need to keep knowing that fact that my parents are key. My father and my mother are key. Yeah, the ravens pull out those who disrespect them, and the vultures defy them. There are three things which are too astounding and unexpectedly wonderful for me, for which I don't understand. One, the way of an eagle in the air. Where does it go? Where does it sleep? The way of a serpent on the rock. The way of a ship in the middle of the sea. Where is it headed? And the way of a man with a maid. This is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I have done no wrong. They never know where they are headed. Under three things, the earth is disquieted and quakes. And under four, it cannot bear. Under a servant when he reigns. Under a spiritually blind fool when he's filled with food. Under an unloved woman when she gets married. And under a maid servant when she supplants her mysteries. Yeah? These things we are told that the earth quakes when these happen. When a fool is filled with food, the earth quakes because of the things that may even come out of their mouth. When a servant comes out and becomes a leader or reigns in the land, the earth quakes. Yeah? There's noise, like, how come? How did that happen? When an unloved woman gets married, the earth also quakes. Yeah, because They always use that, you don't love me, you don't love me, everyone doesn't love me. Then there's always noise. But by the time you got married, then it means that that person had a consideration for you. Yeah? And when a maidservant takes the position of her mistress, when a maidservant comes and becomes the main wife, the earthquakes, that's what we are told here, because it makes news. There are four things that are small on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are not a strong people, yet they prepare their food in the summer. They are telling us about the wise things on the earth. Might appear quiet, but are wise. Ants. I think we all observe the ants and how they work, how they set up their places of stay. And here we're told they prepare their food in the summer. The Sephanim are not a mighty folk, yet they make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet all of them go out in groups. Say we head out, they head out. Without a king, without a major, a general, saying let's head. You may grasp the lizard with your hands, yet it is in king's palaces. You know, lizards make their way everywhere. Even in a palace, there is a lizard. Even in the place where the president stays, there is a lizard. Even in the house of the richest man, there is a lizard. Small, but strong. Wise. How does it make it there? Otherwise, they would be in houses of those that are not mighty. But a lizard is everywhere. You find it everywhere. It makes its way there. Yeah? Though you may hold it with your hands and throw it and cast away, it's in the king's palace. In his room, the room where nobody reaches. There are three things which are stately in step, even four which are stately in their stride. The lion, which is mighty among beasts and does not turn back before any. When the lion has come, it has come. It does not run away. Yeah? I saw a video, I think it was on YouTube, of a Maasai man who went, there were actually two, I think. They went to lions when they were eating. They had killed their prey and they were feeding. There were many. And these guys came and the lions ran away. And these guys came, cut some meat off the prey. Of the meat that the lions were eating and walked away with the meat. Then the lions came back to eat the rest. But those are interesting men, how they do it. But here we're told the lions never run. They are mighty among beasts and they do not turn back before any. Of course, that could be to the beasts that they don't turn away. But these men had something with them that could turn away the lions. The strutting rooster, the male goat also, and the king when his army is with him. Those ones don't turn away. Yeah? If you have foolishly exalted yourself, or if you have plotted evil, put your hand on your mouth. Surely, the churning of milk produces butter, and the wrinkling the nose produces blood. So, the churning of anger produces strife. A warning concerning being angry at all times and not knowing where to stop, but rather, always living in anger, yeah, and not knowing where to stop. Control your anger. That is something that we are told of often and often in this book. And we shall conclude with chapter 30 today. Tomorrow, we'll be concluding the book of Proverbs with chapter 31, looking at Lemuel and also looking at that woman that they tell us, the woman that many strive to be and want to become, the Proverbs 31 woman. Who is that woman? What is their life like? Who is that wife that shakes the world, that everyone longs to be like? Is it possible? Who is the virtuous woman? And who can find that virtuous woman? We shall look at that tomorrow. May we pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for you speak to us. Lord, bless us today. Lord, increase us today. Send opportunities our way. Send business our way. Send money our way. Send wealth our way. Send riches our way. Send prosperity our way. Take luck out of our lives. Give us peace of mind. Give us healing. Give us protection. Guard us, for Lord, you are our shield. You are our provider. And that which has taken long, Lord, may it come to pass today. The good thing that we've been waiting for and longing for. We exhort you and give you glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.